Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Uma sikhuluma kuviki elingaphambili sakhuluma ngokubaluleka kweAscension, sizokhuluma nangokubaluleka kwePentecost. Ukuthi manje njengoba besiqeda ukucelebrate iAscension Day ibaluleke kangakanani, and sifundile ukuthi ukubaluleka kweAscension Day ukuthi uJesu make khuphuka wasikhuphula nathi wasibeka kwindawo eyiphakeme, and izwi likaNkulunkulu njengoba lisho ukuthi sisezweni kodwa asibona bezwe ngani ngoba sihleli kwindawo eyiphakeme nempi yethu akuseyona impi yenyama negazi kodwa impi yethu yesimoya ngani ngoba sibekwe kwindawo eyiphakeme. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi sisaqhubeka ngokubaluleka kwe-Ascension Day sifunde laphayana kuncwadi yama-Ephesians ku-chapter 4 sifundile kuverse chapter 4 verse 7 to 16 lifundeka kanje: but each one of us grace has been given apportioned. This is where it says, when he ascended on high, he led the captive in his train and he gave gift to men. What does this ascended mean, except that it descended to the lower earthly region? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all in the heavens in order to fill the universe. It is he who gave some to be an apostle, some to be prophets, and some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for the works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach the unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we'll no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and the craftiness of men in the deceitful scheme. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up in him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined whole together by every supporting ligament, grow and builds itself up in love as each one of us do his work. Manje siyambonga izwi kaNkulunkulu ekuseni. Ngithanda ukuchaza ke bangcwele ukuthi uJesu make khuphukele ezulwini sibonile ukuthi uwenze njani. Kodwa let us look uverse 7 wakhona. Lithi leli lizwi: but to each one of us grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. Manje ngithanda ukuthi lana uma sibheka, this grace akhulunywa ngayo lana, it's a saving grace, not a saving grace le esisindiswe ngayo. Ngoba i-saving grace esisindiswe ngayo iyalingana, sisindiswe ngokufana. UNkulunkulu lithi likaNkulunkulu uthando lakhe walithela enhliziyweni zethu siseseyizoni. But now this grace ekhulunywa ngayo la, it's a saving grace, i-grace as enabler to be able to serve God. Isinikeza amandla ukuthi sikwazi ukusebenzela uNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu asimsebenzi nge-strength sethu, uNkulunkulu asimsebenzi ngama-qualification ethu, kodwa simseva nge-grace asiphe yona, which is a saving grace esifunda ngayo la. Manje the Bible tells us la ukuthi this grace is apportioned, meaning that ayilingani. What does that mean? Sithola ukuthi ke manje ayilingani ngoba is the explainer ukuthi i-grace is not the equal. Ngani ngoba uma sibheka again uJesu Kristu wazama ukusitshela lapha ku Matthew 25 ku verse 14 to 30 uma uJesu Kristu ekhuluma nge-parable of a master owashiya i-talente kusebenzi zakhe. Lapho siyathola ukuthi i-talente azange linikezwe ngokulingana, but i-talente lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu lanikezwa according to the ability of each man. And there's one servant, one receiver, five, another servant, one receiver, two, another one receiver, one. Mind you, this verse 7, efficiency, chapter 4, izama ukuchaza lokhu ukuthi the grace, saving grace, was apportioned. Ayilingani ifana nokuthi Jesu wayezama ukusibonisa ngayo yona lento yamatalents ukuthi akanikezwanga ngokufana amatalents ukuthi manje iye ngeability yomuntu manje ekseni kwanamhlanje uma sibheka uverse 8 wakhona sithola ukuthi lithi when Jesus ascended on high he let his captive on train. Manje, the narrative of that is what we read in the book of Kings when Elijah was taken to heaven by the chariots of fire. And the Bible tells us, Guti, his double portion of his anointing was given to Elisha and his mantle, Yasala no Elisha. Manje no Jesu kanjalo, uma ikhuphukele ezulwini, siyathola ukuthi wapha izipho kubantu. Meaning that kwenzeka lento kuyithi, eyenzeka naku Elisha, ukuthi akhone uqhuba umsebenzi. Yiko lokhu Jesu Kristo, John chapter 14 verse 12, athi, the works that I do at and greater works than this we will do because he's going to the Father. Manje siyathola ukuthi uJesu uthe nizokwenza lokho but the greater works engizenzayo nina nizokwenza the works engizenzayo nina nizokwenza greater works ngani ngoba ngibuyela kuNkulunkulu. Manje lokho wayesho ngoba ezothumela umoya ongcwele. Umoya ongcwele uyena ozosinikeza ipower to be able that dynamis power ukuthi kwazi kwenza lo msebenzi. Manje lo msebenzi awusena abantu abathile but lo msebenzi wethu sonke ngani ngeability kamoya ongcwele. Manje kuverse 9 wakhona uma sikhuluma likhuluma leli lizwi kuverse 9 wakhona lithi sikhulumele ngoverse lento ukuthi when he ascended on high. Now when we looking at verse 9 wakhona verse 10 ithi he who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the universe. Manje siyayithola leyo ukuthi uPetro uya explaina kahle indaba kaJesu Kristo uma eyela phansi sithola uPetro uexplainer the importance yakhona lapha kuncwadi kaPetro ukuthi uJesu make enyukela ezansi ekwabafileyo lithi zikaNkulunkulu wayoshumayela ivangeli kulabo bantu abangazange balithola nalabo abantu abavalelwe uSathane phansi lena uJesu Kristo wayozama ukuthi ayokhulula bona yile nto esifundayo kuncwadi kaPetro. Chapter 3 wakhona uma simfunda leyo ncwadi kaPetro lithi he was put to death in the body but made alive by the spirit. Verse 19 ithi through whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison who disobeyed long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it, only few people, eight in all, were saved through water. Manje siyabona la ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu malithi uJesu Kristu kubuncwadi abaEfese he ascended on to the depth ebumnyameni. Manje njengoba uPetro elichaza ukuthi athi uPetro make ekhuluma athi he was put to death in the body but made alive in the spirit, through whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who disobeyed long when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. Manje uJesu Kristu wayekwenza lokhu ukuthi ngoba uSathane wayivalela abantu. Abantu bakaNkulunkulu iphefumulo uJesu Kristu wayele malithizi kaNkulunkulu wehlele enzansi eyele kuyobakhulula. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sisakhuluma ke ngokubaluleka kwayo iAscension Day sithola ukuthi manje uverse 10 wakhona lithi it was he who gave some to be an apostle, some to be prophets, and some to be evangelists. Sithola konke lana ngendaba yani ye fivefold ministries. Ukuthi uJesu ngokunyukela kwakhe wanikeza abantu abathile. Manje let us talk about this. Little some he gave some to be an apostle. We remember in the book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 1 wakhona, the 12 disciples were named babizwa ngamagama abo. But verse 2 wakhona, izwi likaNkulunkulu babuza ngokuthi ama apostle. But manje uma sithi esikhathini samanje abapostile abasekho, sisho ukuthini? Ngoba lithi zikaNkulunkulu wathi make khuphukela phezulu wanikeza abanye baba ama apostle. Manje yilokho sithi lokhu Jesu Kristu wayikhuluma ku Matthew chapter 10, he was assigning ama 12 disciples. Yiko lokho maseke vuka seke nikeza laba seke khuphukela ezulwini lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu foundation sakhele phezu kwefoundation yabaprofeti nama-apostle, meaning that angeke senze into ehlukile kubo. Kodwa manje uJesu Kristu he's sending many abezizwe manje ukuthi abathumele bayoshumayela, ngoba the word apostle it just means to be sent out. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sithola ukuthi manje uJesu Kristu unikeza these fivefold ministries. Makanikeza these fivefold ministries, sithola ukuthi zinomsebenzi ekufanele ukuthi ziwenze. Yiko lokho esifundile lapha kuverse 7 ukuthi but each one of us grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. Manje omunye nomunye kunento uNkulunkulu amphathise yona ekufanele ukuthi ayisebenzise. They can be pastors, all of them, kodwa babizelanga into eyodwa, ababizelanga endaweni eyodwa. Omunye ubizele kwenye indawo ngenxa yokuthi kune-character yabantu abathile kuleyo ndawo, omunye ubizele kwenye indawo ngoba ngani kune-character yabantu abathile kuleyo ndawo. Ngani? Ngoba uNkulunkulu bangcwele, uyasazi, and ubantu abathile umthumelayo uyabazi ukuthi laba ngimthumela ukuthi awushumela kubantu abathile. Wakwenza lokho ngoPetro, wakwenza nangomPaul. UPaul washumayela kuzizwe, but uPaul uPeter washumayela kwamaJuda. Same manje kufana nokuthi singashumayela sisonke kodwa kusibonke abantu abazokuzwa. Ngani? Ngoba kukhona laba bantu specific uNkulunkulu akubekele bona ukuthi uma ukhuluma bakuzwe kahle. Omnye time mina ngizwa kahle. Ngani? Ngoba esikhathini esiningi thina esike sasishumayela nasey'timeleni ngama-late 80s and 90s sithola ukuthi abantu bebelalela ivangeli, abantu bakhona kube nzima ukuthi umuntu wakhona asindiswe. Ngelinye lamalanga uthi ukhuluma kube uyena. I've seen that bangcwele, abantu babhize gibela i-coach lami engishumayela kulo, uma uthi ukhuluma naye athi hhayi awume kancane, kodwa after 2 years or after a year kube uyena okubizela eceleni athi mani ngicela ungichazele ngalento ngathi ngiyayifuna bese amamukela uJesu. I remember this guy, babethanda ukuhamba bebabili, and lo ayibhemela ugwayi wakhe lona ithe kuya beloku begqibela kuleli coach. Lo munye ngambona seke faka ibheji ase-ZCC. Ngithi ngisabhekile ngathi hawu kanti sishumayele liphi ivangeli. Kwaya lo othanda ukubhema ngelinye lamamalanga masehla bangcwele wathi kimi, ngifuna manje ukumamukela uJesu. Ngikhuluma ngabantu ababegibela for 2 years or more bengazwa kahle. Ngani? Ngoba lento ibingekafiki. Let me tell you a testimony ngaleyo muntu loyo. Make ceda ukuthi sengimlindele to Christ, ngafuna ibanda labazalwana eliseduze kwakhe, ngamhlanganisa nomunye owaqala ukuhamba naye ebandleni eliseduze nala ehlala khona. Azange ngimdonsele ebandleni lami ngoba belikude. Ngaphandle kwalokho bengimdonsela kuJesu Kristu, not ebandleni lami. Manje kwaqhubeka lona kanti kuzosindiswa the whole family yakhe Free State. Let me tell you this, what is amazing, uyazi ukuthi masihamba endleleni kuba khona isikhathi sokuba discourage. I remember I had this spirit of discouragement kwenye period, and when I was discouraged, you know when we are discouraged the enemy will take over, akutshela ukuthi ngathi lento ayikho, akutshela izinto eziningi, and I was so depressed and discouraged. But this man waqhamuka After who is cutting us amboni, waqhamuka ngoba he was our client. Mangeqhamuka wangibingelela. And ungibike yazi umoya ingcele it was like ebefuna ukungibonisa ukuthi bheku wangitshela kwaba uyena manje ongikhuthazayo, kwaba uyena manje ongitshela ukuthi my entire family now is saved. Now uNkulunkulu wayezama ukubonisa ukuthi go on, don't be discouraged. Bekani umsebenzi wenzile. Manje yilokho esikhulumayo ukuthi uNkulunkulu make biza, ubiza abapostoli, wabiza abafundisi abathile, wabiza bonke ngokwe five folds and izwi kaNkulunkulu lana liyasitshela ukuthi injongo yalokho. Lithi injongo yalokho uma sifunda khona lapha ku Ephesians 4 ku verse 14. Lithi leli lizwi verse 11, it's until we all reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. Manje, unless abantu bafundiswa, how can they reach a place to ukuthi bafinyelele ekwazini ngo Jesu Kristo? Ngoba esikhathini esiningi abantu siyabavangela, uma sibavangela it's when bengekamtholi uJesu Kristo, but uma besuke buvangeleni badinga ukuhlaliswa phansi bafundiswe. First of all, kufanele bafundiswe, badiscipliwe, bafundiswe yona ngale nsindiso ukuthi insindiso iyini, iqale kuphi. Uma uthi usindisiwe, i-assurance ye-salvation iyini, ngoba ngibonile this thing iyasebenza bangcwele. Kuye uNkulunkulu wangivulela nethuba lokuthi ngiyokwenza i-discipleship eSun City for many months. Ngena ngo 9 until 11 on a Friday ngenza i-discipleship. I've seen people abaye bathi uma besindiswa badiscipliwa. Those people noma kungaze kufika izitoms ezinjani, they banesubstance, bayakwazi ukuma, abafani ney'hlahla nje ezingagxilanga. Nganje uma usindiswa uloku uvangela njalo awufinyeleli ukwazi ezinye izinto nokuthi uma bekubuza uphendule ithini. Manje uJesu Kristo make nikeza laba bantu, the pastors and the teachers, ukuthi sifundise abantu bakaNkulunkulu. Kudingeka ukuthi sifundiswe ngoba kukhona abantu ekudala basindiswa, kodwa basindiswa ngokuvangelwa. Abanye basindiswa yingoma, whatever basindiswa, kodwa labo bantu they were never disciple. Baloku bashunyayezwe njalo, abakwazi ukukhula, abakwazi uku-explaina uma kukhona umbuzo ababuzwa wona. Ngani? Ngoba abanayo le assurance ye-salvation. Manje uJesu Kristo i-purpose yakhe uma ikhuphukele ezulwini ufuna ukuthi wonke umuntu abe nempendulo, abe ne-assurance yale salvation ukuthi iqale kuphi. In the Garden of Eden, ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu insindiso yaqala lapho. Uma uNkulunkulu ekhumula u-Adam no-Eva, amahlamu izinto bebezifakile ebagqokisa ngokwakhe, uNkulunkulu wayebonisa ukuthi angeke sizambese ngokwethu isono, sizombaswa wuye ngokuthi kube khona into ehlatshwayo ukuze sigqokiswe yona, leyo eyigazi likaJesu Kristu. Another thing sesivala, sibonga uNkulunkulu bangcwele ukuthi noma sekonile u-Adam no-Eva, lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu wathumela ingelosi ezavala ukuthi bangabuyela ensimini. Manje sibonga lapho uthando lwakhe labonakala lapho, ngoba uma bebebuyela ensimini besingeke sisuke esonweni, kodwa uNkulunkulu wabasusa ukuthi ayovala lapho kungabi sabuyelwa ensimini ukuze sikwazi ukusindiswa. Manje uthando lukaNkulunkulu aliqalanga laba ngcwele, liqale khona lapho, ngoba siyizoni ngenxa ka-Adam. UNkulunkulu asenze kahle, ngoba abanye abantu uyayathi mina ngiqali muntu, angibulalanga muntu, why kufanele nithi ngisindiswe? Manje siyizoni ngokwemvelo ngenxa ka-Adam. Manje uNkulunkulu asenze kahle ekuseni ukuthi sibonge i-Ascension Day ukuthi uJesu Kristu akhulule lama five folds ukuthi akwazi ukuthi abantu bakaNkulunkulu bafinyelele, not to be tossed to and fro yiyo yonke imimoya. May God richly bless us this morning in Jesus' name, amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.